Well, the new long-term farm bill is one-third of the way home as the House of Representatives did pass the 2014 farm bill on Wednesday by a vote of 251 to 166. House Ag Ranking Member Colin Peterson said the legislation isn't perfect, but he believes it's the best that could be done considering the political climate we live in.
It's a compromise, and not everybody got everything they wanted, and there's people unhappy about different things being left out and things being put in and so forth. But it's fair to say that I didn't get everything I wanted. Lucas didn't get everything he wanted. Stabenow didn't get everything she wanted. And Cochran didn't get everything he wanted. And so we're probably all equally unhappy. So that's about the best you can do.
Now the next hurdle will be getting through the Senate, which could take up the bill as early as this week, although more than likely they'll vote on the bill next week. According to Farm Policy Specialist Jonathan Kopis, he's confident that Senator Debbie Stabenow will get the bill through.
Our optimism is even higher in the Senate after passing it twice and knowing the chairwoman who will be working very, very hard to get this through. I think those votes are in pretty good shape. At that point, I'm confident that the president will sign it. And then we'll see a farm bill, and we'll see 5 years of this, and probably in no short time start talking about the next one.
Now, while this farm bill is a compromise and not everyone is pleased with everything, Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack is sure pleased the House has gotten it through.
I'm actually very pleased with the outcome of this bill. There are reforms in this bill that will help save money, reduce the deficit, but really provide for a strong and defensible safety net that's focused on crop insurance. The commitment is being made to organic production and to creating new local and regional food markets, and very much appreciate the investment that's being made in the new bio-based economy.
Now, one piece of this legislation that certainly is of interest to Wisconsin dairy farmers is the new margin insurance, and the program is a little bit different than the initial plan, and Karen Gifford says it does provide some options.
Our new dairy plan provides a margin insurance program that runs anywhere from $4 margin to $8 margin. A producer can opt in or out at the beginning of the life of the farm bill, and then they can change that margin insurance rate. Those are at 50-cent increments once a year. So that's kind of the basis of it. There is a different premium level for any milk produced that's 4 million pounds or under, and then there's a different premium level, a higher premium rate, for anything that exceeds any production above 4 million pounds.
Well, we continue to see strong demand for cheese as blocks now priced at $2.34 a pound, barrels up to $2.30. However, AA butter dropped to $1.89.5 per pound, and Class 3 markets were mixed. January up to $21.11, February dropped back to $22.92, and March was down at $20.89. As far as the Board of Trade in Chicago, lower prices there. March corn off 4.5 cents at 4.27 and 0.75 cents per bushel. May off 4 at 4.34 and 0.25 cents. Beans for March dropped 16.25 to 12.68 and 0.75 cents. May down to 12.56 and 0.25 cents per bushel. While March wheat was off 14.5 cents at 5.51. Livestock, slaughter cows, cut and utilities, 84 to 98, atop at 103. Most of the slaughter cows, 64 to 83. Replacement bull calves, 125 to 220. Heifer calves, 60 to 165. Fed cattle, choice beef steers and heifers, to 126. Holstein steers, 102 to 114. Your barrels and gilts, 72 and down. Feeder pigs, 40 through 60 pounders, 30 to 50. And those are your agricultural prices. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.